Support for Community Connection comes from the Ball State Federal Credit Union, a member-owned financial institution providing savings and checking options, consumer lending, and mortgages, plus the mobile banking app featuring Bill Pay. More online at bsfcu.com. And from Open Door Health Services and its Muncie Urgent Care location on East 29th Street, next to the South Walmart. Open 363 days a year, including evening hours, and serving all patients regardless of insurance coverage. More at opendoorhs.org. Welcome to Community Connection, the iPair original show where we talk with the people working in nonprofit groups in our area and let you know how you can get involved.
Hi, I'm Michelle Kinsey, and joining me is Rick Ziegler, and he is the guy behind the Muncie Three Trails music series, and he's here to tell us all about it, what acts will be playing this summer, and how you can get involved. So thanks, Rick, for joining us.
My pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So let's start at the beginning. Talk about how kind of the mission behind the music series and how it got started.
Well, it got started. I've been involved in music all my life, either playing it or I had a record store in Indianapolis for many years. And once I sold that business, I still wanted to be involved in music. I moved up to Muncie. I took a look at the Cannon Commons performance stage, and I thought, any national act would love to perform on this stage. It's beautiful. So I thought, well, maybe I could use my contacts in the music industry to like put on a concert or two. And that was sort of the genesis of this. And I went around with my idea to foundations to see if there would be some possibilities for support. And there was. Mm-hmm. And so then I went to the city of Muncie and Muncie Downtown Development Partnership and the Muncie Arts and Culture Council to see if they would partner with me on presenting this. And they said they would. So then I came up with the idea of, well, this doesn't just have to be about presenting music. It could also be about presenting Muncie and what attractions are in Muncie. And that's where the idea for calling it the Muncie Three Trails Music Series came from, because I thought we could also promote the three trails in Muncie, these being the White River Greenway, mm-hmm. Cardinal Greenway, and Muncie Arts and Culture Trail, and then all the other attractions and amenities that Muncie has to offer.
Right. Kind of a win-win for everybody.
Hopefully.
Yeah. And when was the first music series, Rick?
It was, this is the seventh year.
Seventh year.
This is the seventh year.
Wonderful. And this year's series kicks off when?
On July 20th with Michael Cleveland and Flamekeeper, their bluegrass group. He is the most decorated bluegrass fiddler of his generation. He's won Fiddler of the Year 11 times
from
the International Bluegrass Music Association, including the last 2 years. And opening that will be Muncie Locals, the Bashville Boys.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, that's very cool. And so that's the July concert. What's the next one?
The next one will be Roots Rocker J.D. McPherson. That'll be on Saturday, August 3rd. And opening that concert will be Jenny DeVoe.
Wonderful.
On August 24th. And this concert is sponsored by the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County. It's Tommy Castro and the Painkillers, a longtime blues great. It's won many awards, mm-hmm. including the W.C. Handy Award, which is the biggest award you can win as a blues entertainer. And opening will be Muncie native Chad Nordhoff and his group New Roundabout.
Awesome.
And then we conclude with the Lost Bayou Ramblers. I would call them a modern Cajun group.
Yeah.
They play Cajun music, but they've also like opened for Arcade Fire and indie rock groups of that caliber. This concert is sponsored by Ball State University, and opening will be the Ball State University Jazz Ensemble.
Oh, wow. That's fun. That's a neat combo. So a lot of diversity when it comes to genres of music. Was that important to you?
That was very important. I wanted to not make this like, oh, this is going to be a bluegrass thing or a blues thing. I wanted to include as many genres as we could. And to date, we presented bluegrass, blues, Cajun, rock, folk, country, honky-tonk, jazz, gospel, and world.
Wow.
So I feel that mission has been accomplished.
Yeah. I'm going to put you on the spot here, but what have some of your favorites been over the years at the series?
Well, certainly Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn.
Yes,
that,
sure.
That concert actually helped put us sort of on the map with people. I mean, that's the most famous people we had, and I was able to get him at a discounted rate because I actually promoted his wife's first headlining concert in Indianapolis.
You got to work those connections.
Radio. Yeah. So I called in a favor to be able to afford them to get them here. So certainly them. I love Michael Cleveland. Mm-hmm. He is one of my all-time favorites. Yeah. I'm a bluegrass fan, and he is just phenomenal. I would encourage people, even if they don't think they like bluegrass, to come out and see him because he is just a phenomenal musician. Yeah.
And how many times has he done the series?
This will be the third. We had him the first 2 years.
Right.
This will be the third year. Another one of my favorites was Pokey Lafarge. He's been here
fantastic.
Twice. Yeah. And then the last 2 years, not this year, but previous 2 years, we had Flor de Toloache, the all-female mariachi group. We hope to have them back in the future.
Yeah. So as you look back at past Muncie Three Trails events, who's coming to these events? Who are you seeing in the audience? Are you pleasantly surprised?
I am. I certainly, people that are active in the community come out. The fact that the concerts are free, I should mention, these are all free concerts with presenting national recording artists. You aren't going to be able to see these people free anyplace else.
Sure.
We get people from all socioeconomic groups, very diverse. I'm still working on that to increase the diversity. I mean, to be perfectly honest, there's still a lot of people and communities in Muncie that they'll look at something like this and they'll think to themselves, oh, well, that's probably not for me. Mm-hmm. And that's a hard thing to overcome, but we're working on it. And slowly but surely, I think we're making some progress in that area. But all in all, I'm very happy. I mean, certainly the intent of making a free concert, and I thank the foundations and the businesses for giving us support to enable us to do that. The intent was to draw as many people to downtown Muncie as possible. And I should mention that we get a good number of people from out of town. I mean, we've had people come from Illinois, Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, even Canada, just because they follow the particular musicians that we present. I mean, these people have a national audience, and we make sure that they post about this concert, these concerts, and we follow that. I also want to mention, I have to mention the other businesses that support this series. So I just want to mention, in addition to Ball State and the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, Mutual Bank, Boyce Systems, Rendell Ernstberger Associates, First Merchants Private Wealth Advisors, Defer Varan, S.A. Boyce Corporation, Farmhouse Creative, Ontario Systems, Raymond James, Downtown Farm Stand, Weidinger & Company, Advanced Signs and Graphics, J. Crew, and Vera Mae's Bistro are all supporters of this series, and I encourage listeners to patronize them.
How does that make you feel to know that, the foundations and businesses and your other partners and the community really feel that events like this are important, that supporting the arts is important?
It makes me feel great. I had no idea what the response would be when I can't, when I came up with this idea to begin with. I mean, it's I had no idea. And I'm pleasantly surprised at what the response has been in terms of community support.
Sure. I would assume that, having it downtown and having it free, you are drawing people who, like you said, otherwise would not come out for events. Either they don't know the artist or maybe they don't have the funds to do that. How do you feel about the fact that you're drawing, you're at least inviting people to just come by? It doesn't hurt to just come by and see if you
like
it, right?
That was the intent. Yeah. And people do, and you can see people just walking around that do sort of just walk up to a concert and then you see them again, at other concerts. I mean, at each of our concerts, we do survey some members of the audience just to get a feel for where they're from. Have they been to concerts before? And also, and this is important to the foundations and the businesses, have they done things like walked any of the trails, that day?
Sure.
Are they staying overnight? Did they go to a restaurant before the concert? Did they shop anywhere before the concert? Those are all things that when I presented the idea for the series to the foundations and businesses, I said, I realize this is important and I'm gonna measure it to the best of my ability.
I know that you plan on continuing this series, but what do you see as the in the future as far as this series is concerned? Are there some goals that you have for the event in the future?
I would say just continuing as we are, maybe pulling in more business support. And as I mentioned earlier, reaching out more to communities and individuals that might not feel that, you know, an event like this, like I said, is for them, but to make more of an effort to get more people and as diverse a crowd as possible to attend. That's the future goal. I'm very happy with the way, you know, the caliber of artists mm-hmm. we've been presenting. I plan to continue that. I've been happy with the support, although, you know, every dollar of increased support means, you know, bigger caliber acts. I mean, we're never going to be able to book Willie Nelson or somebody like that. but I know through my experience both playing and owning a record store and just being involved in the business, I feel that I have a good handle on who's affordable and who's great. Yeah. I mean, would be great musicians
sure.
for anybody to see. And I just want to continue that. I mean, when I had the record store, my favorite thing was turning people on to new music. That's what I like the best. That's what I'm trying to do here. I'm Absolutely. Trying to continue. That's for me. That's a personal thing that sure. I enjoy doing, and I get out of it, and I plan on continuing to try to do to the best of my abilities.
I love the spotlight on local or Indiana artists as well. Is that why you do that, too, to make sure that people are aware of the great local talent we have?
I do. Part of my pitch was that I wanted to present as the headline artist, as being artists that people in the area would not otherwise see. I have gotten some feedback, not all positive, that, hey, how come people like, you know, Jenny DeVoe mm-hmm. or people like that are not headlining? That's the reason. I mean, I'm trying to feature people who you otherwise wouldn't be able to see in this area, but I realize there's a wealth of talent sure. in this area and in the state at large. And so I do want to feature that as well.
Great. Where can people go for more information on the series?
They can go to our website, which is Muncie3Trails.com. On that website, you will see all types of biographical information about the acts that are coming this year, as well as the acts that we've had in the past. You can also find video and audio clips of the acts that are appearing this year, so you can get a flavor as to, is this something I want to see?
Sure.
Or, you know, maybe not this concert, but that concert type thing. And also, we have a Facebook page. Please go to our Facebook page and like us on Facebook. That's a good selling point when we're looking for support. And also on our website, there is a contact form if you are interested in helping out in any way. We can always use people to help out in terms of doing the audience surveys, that type of thing. And if you want to help out financially, that would also be great.
So donations, volunteers accepted.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll see you at the series.
Great. Thank you.
Community Connection is hosted by Michelle Kinsey, and I'm Sean Ashcraft, the engineer for this show. We're supported in part by Open Door Health Services and the Ball State Federal Credit Union. To hear more from this conversation and to listen to past episodes, visit us online at indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection or find us in your favorite podcasting app.